there's a super interesting topic in this week's parsha that I want to talk about. So the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba tells us the reason why Nadav Aviu, Aaron's sons, died was because they drank before they came into the Beis HaMikdash. Right after that episode, the Torah comes and informs us of the Isser of going into the Beis HaMikdash when a person drank. Now, I'm not going to discuss a separate issue of if the Torah didn't yet answer it, then what aver did they do? Because that's a major issue that has to yes be addressed, but that's not what we're addressing today. The pasuk says, Yayin v'shechar al tesht, you should not drink yayin v'shechar, atu uvanecha itach, b'vayachim al oyel mayed, v'loy samusu, when you come into the oyel mayed, v'loy samusu, because if you do, you will die. Chukas oyel medar esecham, it's a law for generations. So this pasuk, yayin v'shechar al tesht, so the Teres Kainim, the Sefra, discusses it, and really it's a Gemara in Krisos, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And there's a three-way machlekes tanoim, how to learn, how to darsh in this pasuk, yayin v'shechar al tesht. So there's a sheet of the Tanakama. The Tanakama learns that yayin v'shechar al tesht means, it doesn't mean shechar as shar mashkin. It means yayin derech shechrus. Yayin with enough that you're already drunk. Which means that if a person comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he drank a revius yayin, he's going to be chayiv misa. After a person drinks a revius yayin, and he goes on to darshan, that if a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash and they drink less than a revius yayin, or they drink yayin megita, which is watered down wine, then it's only going to be an iser lav. So according to Tanakama, is an iser, there's a chi of misa if a person drinks a revius yayin and goes into the Beis HaMikdash, and there's an iser lav if a person drinks less than a revius or yayin megita and they go into the Beis HaMikdash. That is the shita of the Tanakama. Now comes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakama, and he darshins the psukim differently. He darshins yayin v'shechar means whether you drink yayin or you drink shechar, whether you drink yayin or anything that could make a person drunk. So beer, whiskey, v'chulu. So, but he darshins that first of all, it's even b'kol shehu, even if a person drank less than a revius, when it comes to yayin, if you drink less than a revius, it's a chiyav misa. If you drank any sort of a mashke, whether you drink yes or revius or not a revius, it's only going to be a lav. That's how he darshins. He darshins that it's going to be a lav on shechar. But he doesn't learn like the Tanakama that yayin derech shechrus. Then there's the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, and it's really, Rabbi Lazar is really in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, but the Braisa brings sheet to Rabbi Lazar as well. I will put in parentheses that there's a huge machlokes in the Rishonim if this is a new sheet of Rabbi Eliezer or if this is Rabbi Lazar, but that's going to be potentially for a different time because this is a sugya chamura. Anyhow, Rabbi Elazar, Kipshutai, seems to say that the only time a person is going to be chayiv misa is if a person drinks yayin derech shechrus. That's it. If a person drinks wine, yoseh me'rvias, and walks into the Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be chiv misa. If he drinks shechar, or if he drinks yayin paches me'rvias, he's going to be potter umutter. Nothing. The only thing, the only issa that's here, is yayin derech shechrus. If a person drinks wine, a revias, or more, and goes into the Beis HaMikdash, chiv misa, but there's no lav on drinking paches me'rvias, and there's no lav on drinking shechar. That is the three sheet that's spoken out in Krisos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Now the problem is going to be as follows, and this is where the Ha'ara is. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam very clearly paskins that if a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he drinks Paches Merevius, the Rambam paskins that he's going to be Potter. If you look in the Pirush Mishnayis, in the Rambam, he explains it means Potter Umutter. Potter Umutter. That's the Rambam and Halacha Aleph. He seems to pass like Rabbi Lazar. The problem is that the Rambam and Halacha Beis and Bias Mikdash Perak Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam paskins that if a person drinks any other type of a mashke, he's going to get a lav, like Rabbi Yehuda. So does the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Lazar or does he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? It's a steer in the Rambam. Obviously, there's a ton to talk about, but Kipshuta, there's a steer in the Rambam. Let's just double down on the steer of. Because if we look in the Rambam L'Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam L'Pirush Mishnayis says black on white that he paskins the Hilchasa Rabbi Lazar. That if a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he drinks less than a revius yayin, says the Rambam Potter Umutter. Not only that, there are ramifications today because this halacha applies both by going into the Beis HaMikdash and by a person that's a dayin that's paskining a halacha. So it's negeya halacha l'maisa. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Lazar. So in the Yad HaChazakah, he paskins seemingly a steer, Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yehuda. In the Pirush Mishnayos, he paskins clearly straight up like Rebbe Lazar. To make matters worse, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Yehuda, black on white. He says that there's a lav, and he dashes the pasuk just like Rebbe Yehuda. If there's a lav, if a person drinks sheikhar and goes into the Beis HaMikdash. There's a ton to talk about here, but this is just some ha'aretz that we have on the Rambam.